AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. One survivor says there were 700 migrants on a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean off Libya. There's been no confirmation yet of that claim. Italy's premier says 24 people have died. The UN's Laurent Zoll says Italy's Coast Guard just doesn't have the resources.
The Coast Guard are, you know, with the small capacity that they have, are doing whatever they can to rescue lives, going very, very close to Libya if necessary, and you know, working nonstop day and night. But it is clear that they need help.
The boat was said to be headed to Malta. Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard is rejecting inspection of military sites as part of a nuclear deal with the West. A ceremony today in Oklahoma City remembered what happened there on this day in 1995.
The people of Oklahoma City remember the 168 killed in the bombing 20 years ago today.
My brother, Colton Wade Smith.
My brother, Chase Dalton Smith.
Just two of the victims from that terrible day. Former President Bill Clinton spent time thanking relatives, friends, and survivors for their example for the rest of the nation.
For 20 years, you have honored the memories of your loved ones. You have inspired us with the power of your renewal.
I'm Tim McGuire.
A video claiming to be from the Islamic State group in Libya shows the shooting and beheading of groups of captive Ethiopian Christians. A man in Baltimore who was loaded into a police van for transport to a police station, then needed an ambulance, has died a week after he was injured. The weather is cooperating in Southern California. Evacuation orders are being lifted for the 300 homes near a wildfire. The flames are threatening a dam. Cal Fire's Captain Mike Moeller says they still got some work to do.
We're still at 300 acres, 15% containment. We expect those numbers, the acreage, to come up, but also the containment. But crews really had a successful overnight.
This is AP Radio News. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley is thinking about challenging Hillary Clinton for the Democratic presidential nomination.
I think it would be an extreme poverty indeed if there weren't more than one person willing to compete for the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party.
On CBS's Face the Nation, O'Malley said he wants to offer ideas for the future, and the people should be allowed to decide who the party's nominee for president should be in 2016. Tonight in Dallas, it's the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice.
Blake Shelton is the host along with Luke Bryan. Shelton is nominated twice, and his wife, Miranda Lambert, has 8 ACM nominations, including Entertainer of the Year. Lambert won the Grammy for Best Country Album in February, and she cleaned house at the Country Music Association Awards in November, winning 4 awards. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.